7 minutes after the hour now. This is the Good Day Hour of Focus on your health and well-being. Yes, your health and what it takes to stay healthy. A lot of things in Jack Stockwell's mind that'll help you. So stick around for the course of this hour and check his website. You can check his, I think going to ForbiddenDoctor.com has its pluses all across the board. The podcasts that are done, the information that you can glean by looking at other people's stories. You can have the symptom survey done, which is basically you asking, being asked a number of questions. You answer them and somebody in Jack's office will look through the answers you give in the symptom survey, and then Jack or somebody in his staff will come back to you and give you some ideas as to how to make your life better. That's really what the Forbidden Doctor is all about from top to bottom, Jack, in my experience.
Well, it is. And we call it Forbidden Doctor because you kind of, from the earliest training in school, are kind of forbidden to know that the most powerful doctor on the planet is the one that's inside your own body. It made your body. It knows how to fix your body. And we're kind of kept away from that in a separation type of environment where no, you don't know anything. You're dumb. You're stupid. You must go to somebody with a white coat with a stethoscope hanging around their neck if you want to learn anything about your body. And, of course, that's the power of money and the power of the industry and propaganda when the most powerful doctor is the forbidden doctor inside of you. Mm-hmm. Forbidden to know it, forbidden to operate it, forbidden to learn more about it without some kind of schism somewhere.
All right. So the past couple of weeks at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the podcasts that you and your wife Mary have put together have been a potpourri of things, knowledge that have, you know, there may be three, four, or five things that have to do with you taking care of yourself. And if you're sick, how do you heal yourself? I think that's what the old expression, physician, heal thyself. Mm-hmm. I remember the first doctor, and I didn't take note of it until sometime later on, the first family doctor we had smoked. And his wife was a doctor and a researcher, and she smoked as well. And I didn't think much about it until later on and wondered to myself, how can a doctor smoke? How could doctors smoke?
Yeah.
Right? But it was.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the same time that was going on, the FDA was allowing, you know, Ronald Reagan came out pushing Chesterfield cigarettes back in the earliest television.
Yeah.
And you can go to YouTube. I can't think of the exact place, but you can go to YouTube. And if you search, say, for Chesterfield cigarettes doctor, you'll see doctors coming on, well, TV actors, of course.
These are the healthiest cigarettes
and
for
that,
you.
Yes, good for digestion. And at the same time, the FDA was allowing that. They were persecuting Dr. Royal Lee for his digestive enzymes that he had formulated back even before World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And that people were starting to use to help with better digestion. He was not allowed to call it a digestive product. At the same time, Chesterfield and a few other cigarettes were allowed to be promoted on TV, on radio, as one of the best means of digestive support.
Pretty amazing. Jack is a NUCA board-certified chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner. Thus, the discussion oftentimes of chiropractic adjustment, what that does, your spine. If it's not healthy, you will not have good health. And if you don't have a healthy gut, those are the two things that Jack is on that seem to make the most sense to me. If you don't have a good, strong back and backbone and skeleton structure, you won't live happily ever after. And if your gut's always upset, or if you're not, you don't have the right mix of bacteria in your gut, you're going to be miserable as well because you're a lot of gas or indigestion or things that are even worse. So those are the two things that drive Jack's practice and much of what drives the podcasts and the information that you find at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You're just mentioning enzymes. You've come up with your own mix. Is that what you, I guess, formula is probably better, long-life energy enzymes that have been around, as you suggested, since the 40s, or at least they've been they've been commonly referred to, but I wonder what people learn. You know, we learn as we go back in time, people were pretty smart about being able to figure out how to, you know, how to heal themselves. And so you wonder what, you know, like who's discovered the bark of a tree is aspirin? That, well, you know, chewed on the bark of a tree first.
If you can find nutrition books that were written before World War II, you will find some of the best self-healing information you can find. Because for it's not like we were just dumb and stupid and dropping like flies before they found antibiotics. Mm-hmm. That's simply not the case. The antibiotics that came out when they did in the 30s and really got prominence in World War II and the Korean War were perfect for that period of time to stop the problems with infections that were that were involved with that level of life, where we didn't have the cleanest situations possible. But the constant use of those antibiotics ever since have created all of the chronic diseases that we have now. We have traded infectious diseases for chronic diseases. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that we didn't have chronic diseases before the introduction of antibiotics. And if you can, you know, the old bookstores, which is one of my favorite places to go to,
cool,
and find a nutrition book that was written at the turn of the last century up until about 1950, 1955, before the pharmaceutical industry started taking care over all of this stuff, you will find the Hill people, what they did to heal diseases that was very, very effective, what the American Indian did, what, yep, various indigenous cultures around the planet have done to take care of the various diseases and problems and broken bones and different things that took place that were extremely effective with zero side effects.
It's really amazing what we know now about what we knew then.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
And so the whole impetus behind the pharmaceutical industry is to get those books, do that research, and then try to synthesize that particular food item inside the laboratory.
Yeah.
And that they can patent. You know, obviously they can't patent
Make
plants.
Money.
They can't
food.
Patent food, but they can
food.
Patent the drug.
Food.
Yes.
All right. The importance of the right kind of calcium in your system. I've just gone back to that after, I think it was last week, we talked about calcium and vitamin D3. Let's expand upon that as one of the things in the podcast this week. 14 minutes past the hour on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen. I have a question for those of you who are running your own businesses. What sort of hiring needs do you have right now today? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates right now, today? There's a changing field out there. There are a lot of companies, hundreds of them, who are on the web that do a good job, but you got to go to each one of them separately in order to post your job, unless you're using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. With ZipRecruiter, you post your job. Their powerful technology will efficiently match the right person to your job. This happens time and time again, thousands of times a day. Companies all over the place that are doing extraordinarily well. I look at some graphs that have come from some of these companies. Pandora uses ZipRecruiter, Verizon, Midas, Applebee's, Target stores. Those are all big companies. What about you and your company? Jack has a small company. I have a small company. We're always looking for the right employee, and this is the way to find them, whether local or across the country or around the world. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter the first time free by going to that site. Qualify job candidates at your fingertips, or at the fingertips, I suppose, to make the analogy of using the computer. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym,
or a crowded elevator ride,
or golf,
or working with farm animals,
or a hard day's work,
like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, healthful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
All right, you're always hearing Jack and I talk about this Forbidden Doctor website, and there is a lot of information. This week, one of the forbidden pearls of wisdom that's in the podcast is a focus on calcium, which is always confusing. I stopped taking calcium because I think you told me that I didn't need any, and then I hear us talking about D3 and calcium, and some of the calcium supplements have D3 added D3 to it. So which is it, and how do you know the right approach?
Well, most D3 supplements out there are synthetic. Something was made in the laboratory. And one thing you need to remember about the laboratory, where they will take a particular food substance, like a food-based vitamin D, cod liver oil, or they'll take a carrot or a broccoli, and they take it into the laboratory, and they have all these flasks and all these beakers and all these burners and all of these different methodologies to break these particular foods down into what they consider to be the constituent item that is really important. Then they'll take that item and try to synthesize it in the laboratory and then promote it as the essence of a carrot or the essence of broccoli. And this is why broccoli is so good. When your stomach's digestive system and the gut is nothing related to what they're doing in a laboratory. You don't have beakers. You don't have solvents. You don't have all these different chemicals taking place inside the body that they do in the lab. And that's the big scam. Now, when it comes to calcium and vitamin D, the D3 that they try to throw in there, these are things that are the result of a very unregulated supplement industry. To some extent, it's probably not a bad idea, but in others, it is a bad idea because the real calcium that we need is called calcium lactate. It's the calcium that's in vegetables, not milk. It's the calcium that's in vegetables. And it's standard processes calcium.
21 past the hour.
A good education is one of the best opportunities to get ahead and achieve your dreams.
If we increase opportunities for our children and choices for our parents in educating their kids, we can completely change the trajectory of a child's life. This is Reverend Derek McCoy, Executive Vice President for the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, also known as CURE. Take Clarence, for instance. He grew up in a one-room shack in Georgia. Both his grandparents had a third-grade education. They believed that the public school options available in their hometown wouldn't give Clarence what he needed, so they enrolled him in a Catholic school that taught discipline, hard work, and faith. Today, Clarence is one of the most acclaimed Supreme Court justices of our time, Justice Clarence Thomas. His grandparents made a choice that changed the trajectory of Justice Thomas's life. Parental choice gives families options rather than trapping poor students in failing schools. It's time to give every American child that choice. Learn how to fight for parental choice in your state. Go to urbancure.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
More people want to follow the pearls of wisdom that come from our discussions on Good Day Health. So if you want to listen to a podcast of Good Day Health, you go to blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. Pretty simple. blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. You get the wisdom after the fact from Dr. Jack Stockwell or Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Stockwell is with us now. We're talking about some of the things that are covered just in a teaser fashion in the Forbidden Doctor podcast this week. The benefit of deep ocean fish and what to take if you don't like fish. Last night we went to dinner and Meredith likes to eat salmon. So she asks the waitress, is this natural salmon? And the waitress hesitated for just a second and said, no, it's not. It's farmed fish. So Meredith went a little bit further and probed, and so did I, in terms of what it is that we're talking about when we're buying this stuff. And she said that the prices, and I guess you can see this at the store, that's what Meredith said, the price of naturally grown and harvested deep ocean salmon is very expensive and going up because more and more people are eating it. And the price of the farmed fish is going up as well. So if you don't, can't afford it, you don't want to buy it, whatever it is, your suggestion from the podcast is to do what?
Well, there's a product called Cataplex F.
And Cataplex Standard F, Process.
Yes, from Standard Process. And it has an awful lot of the benefit of what you would find in deep ocean fish. Now, as more and more people in restaurants are saying, no, no, I don't want that Atlantic salmon, because Atlantic salmon is farmed, or other kinds of farm. We want the real McCoy. Mm-hmm. As there's more and more demand for it, there will be more and more supply, and the price will start to drop. Just like organic vegetables and fruits that are showing up in grocery stores now that came in a few years ago, very expensive. Now they're pretty competitive in price with the conventional grown stuff, because more and more people want the real McCoy. They're getting tired of all this synthetic stuff. And the farmed fish, I mean, the problem with them, with the farmed fish, is what these poor things are fed. Now, the farm fish industry has moved to a bigger arena in the sense that they're creating these huge cages out in the ocean that's allowing the natural food of salmon and other kinds of mackerel and things like this to get in through these big nets. And I mean, they're covering thousands of acre feet in order for this to take place, which is a step in the right direction. But these animals are still being fed, supplemented on the side, different kinds of food that you don't want that getting into you, what they're being fed.
No,
so
not at all.
The more we demand the deep ocean fish, which is one of the most healthy foods on the planet, and don't let the beef and the chicken industry scare you that everything coming out of the ocean is full of mercury and it's full of radiation. There are dead zones. We know that. But the fishermen are not going into those areas because there's nothing there. They're still going into the Gulf of Alaska, which is pretty safe. And an interesting study was done not too terribly long ago when fish that are 100 years old preserved stuff at the Smithsonian were examined for mercury content, and the natural fish, the deep ocean stuff that's coming out of the ocean now, does not have any more mercury in it than the fish 100 years ago that are in preserved boxes at the Smithsonian.
For them to say the beef industry, especially the chicken industry, the way they jack up the beef with hormones.
Yes.
They got a lot of...
There's a lot worse things out there than mercury.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of
hormones, antibiotics, pesticides, everything else.
Right. Yeah, it's not...
Stay away from commercial animal products.
Well, that's the point here. It's very hard to find good food, so you have to keep yourself aware of it. And also the sort of supplements, kind of supplements you want, need to come from the right food. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for ADT Security. August 1st marks the 34th annual National Night Out, supported by ADT and put on by the National Association of Town Watch. Joining us is Andres DeArmas, Senior Vice President of Sales at ADT. Andres, what is National Night Out?
Al, National Night Out is a celebration of community safety and crime prevention for our families, friends, and neighbors. Through a partnership with the National Association of Town Watch, ADT employees team up with local neighborhood groups, municipality, and law enforcement agencies to raise awareness for crime prevention and generate support for the local anti-crime programs.
How many communities participate in the event?
Al, this is a huge event. The initiative engages over 38 million people and more than 16,000 communities across the country. The event may feature cookouts, outdoor movies, and safety fairs, and really to help educate members of these communities on ways to better protect and secure their homes and neighborhoods. We're a proud partner of National Night Out, and ADT participates alongside local leaders and law enforcement agencies in over 500 events across the country, including the one that you're having tonight in your community.
And why does ADT get involved?
ADT really prides itself on its ability to build trust with local communities, which we believe in turn fosters strong local partnerships and creates safer neighborhoods. During tonight's National Night Out in your community, ADT team members will have the opportunity to extend our vision to ensure safer communities through smart security.
Thanks, Andres. To find out how you can get involved, visit ADT.com/national-night-out.
Using a Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Apparently, the hip thing for businesses to do these days is target millennials. So it may sound sus coming from this baby boomer, but Motel 6 is a V-great place for your squad to stay woke or asleep. The updated rooms are hashtag blessed with contemporary floors, bedding, and flat-screen TVs that are totally on fleek. Plus, their prices are always low AF. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll keep it lit for you. Book online at motel6.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-932-5858.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-932-5858. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-932-5858. 800-932-5858.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
The hour now. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. In this hour, at your service and on your side, I'm Doug Steffen, taking you through the various elements of health news, questions you may have. What does food do? We spend a lot of time talking about food, and that makes sense because, as the old expression goes, you are what you eat. I was looking at something about how to fix your digestion. You always see things all over the place depending on how well you get lost in some of the internet stuff, and apparently eating a raw egg is good for your digestion. You're a GAPS practitioner, is that true?
Oh yeah, we have a raw egg shake, and one of the great things about raw eggs is because
your wife tried to feed me those damn things.
You don't, because you're not cooking the yolk. You get all of the vital nutrition of essential amino acids, essential fatty acids that are present in that yolk. But the cool thing is that the white of the egg is made out of something called structured water. And it has a natural chelation effect of getting heavy metals out of the body.
Really?
Yes, it will remove heavy metals from the body. So, and because raw eggs have no taste, you go ahead and make your smoothie. Go ahead and make your protein shake.
What about eating cooked eggs? Do they not have
loses. The structured water effect of natural chelation is destroyed by the cooking. But you still get the protein that's in the white.
Yeah.
You still get the fats that are in the yolk.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that raw egg in just 4 weeks, once fertilization takes place, what do you have?
Got a chicken growing in your
stomach. Feathers, skeleton, digestive system, nervous system, brain, bones. How much energy must be in that thing for that to happen in 4 weeks?
Chickens in your belly. There you go, folks. Good, something to think about. All right.
The next item, or the other item I want to highlight before we get to some of the other things that are floating around this week that are of medical importance, getting your hormones back under control is one of the other bits of info that's part of the Forbidden Doctor podcast this week. People who are emotional, who have anger issues, people who are depressed, that sort of thing. The ageless thyroid product that you have, I know, addresses that. This comes, a lot of it comes from too much sugar in your system, does it not? I mean, how do you, what's the balance here? What do we need to know about how you keep your hormones balanced and what contributes to the imbalance?
Well, the thing is, a lot of us equate filling our bodies, filling our bodies with food or getting that full sensation that somehow we've done ourselves a favor. When, in fact, you can load yourself up with all kinds of junk leading to massive malnutrition and still get that satiety you're looking for with a full belly.
Yeah.
And so when we're having a lot, when it's not so much the bad stuff, which is bad enough by itself, especially sugar and processed carbohydrates, it's what we're not getting. And what we're not getting are the essential fatty acids, the essential amino acids. From overcooking foods, from overprocessing foods. These things have been destroyed or removed. If you're shopping and what you're getting is in a box, a bag, or a can, what has been done is what's essential to that food has been removed in order to get shelf life. And because the essential part of our foods is the thing that will destroy, oxidize, go sour, go rancid, whatever else first. And we lose that when we're starting to process food. So that's one of the reasons why we made the Ageless Thyroid product. Mm-hmm. There's actually a way to get a free bottle at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Really? There's a way there. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can find out how to get a free bottle of that.
All right.
But it's designed to bring the emotional balance back to the system, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the adrenal, the thyroid, how all of these glands work together in a beautiful orchestral function to so that you can handle anger, you can handle stress, you can handle anxiety, you can handle the basic fears that are hitting us all the time every time we turn around. Mm-hmm. When the emotional balance of the body is brought back into a beautiful, balanced state, you can handle the stresses that are driving your neighbors, coworkers crazy all the time. Not you, of course.
Husbands, wives, friends,
Husbands, wives, children, teenagers.
Don't forget, at the Forbidden Doctor, you get the Ageless Thyroid product, Long Life Energy Enzymes. Mention Doug and you get a 10% increase. Good, Doug. A 10% decrease, 10% bonus, 10% discount. And the symptom survey, which is so good. Jack's had so much success with that, he's had to add people through ZipRecruiter.com. There you go. And they'll study the answers to your questions of the symptom survey that you can take at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Get back to you within a day or so. So before we leave the things that affect your body, I have come upon a report that suggests that meat and not sugar is the real cause of diabetes, understanding that this report was paid for by the sugar industry.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. You can look it up at smartbloodsugar.com.
Oh, so, my goodness. I'll have to take a look at it. I need a good laugh this morning.
Well, but you see, that's what people see these things. And here I am listening to it, and it's playing while I'm on the air. But the reports that these people come up with, they have no shame. No shame whatsoever.
No. No, because even though a lot of these research articles have been doctored and paid for by the various industries that want their sales promotions promoted as if it were in a scientific kind of arena, which, of course, it isn't.
Yeah.
What did they used to call diabetes for the first half of the last century?
Sugar diabetes.
Sugar diabetes. And what was the most diagnostic method 100 years ago to determine? The urine tasted like sugar.
Who was tasting the urine?
Well, the doctor, the nurse, they would stick their little fingertip and then put it on their tongue. And,
really?
Oh, my gosh, it was like, oh, heavens, yes. Heavens, yes. That's before they were able to do a lot of the blood work that they do now. The sugar industry came in and heavily lobbied, get that word off of diabetes.
Good.
And now what do we have? You know, before, I think it's by 2025, 2 out of 3 people in this country, that's just less than 10 years from now, 2 out of 3 people.
Diabetes.
will have diabetes or a pre-diabetic problem.
All right, here's some research that shows that artificial sweeteners make you gain weight.
Yes.
This is in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, confirming what a lot of people have suspected. Fake sugar causes you to gain weight. That's not news to you. It's 37 different studies, 406,000 people. And you think that this stuff is supposed to help you. The opposite, in fact, is true. How do they get away with this?
Well, the food labeling laws are so open right now that you can say just about anything you want to, and then by the time the Federal Trade Commission catches up to you and say, hey, you can't say that stuff, they're already saying some other script at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very unregulated area of the USDA.
A lot of people reach for a diet soda later in the day, some kind of a sweet snack. When their energy goes down, their blood sugar tends to go down. Now, I didn't bring this up because, coincidentally, we want to talk about Super Beets, because I didn't have the two in my mind at the moment. But I look at this and I think, all right, you need steady blood flow. You need to keep yourself awake and alert. And you don't want caffeine. You don't want sugar in your system. Jack will tell you they're both no-nos. So how about a performance-enhancing vegetable that boosts your circulation, boosts your energy, boosts your stamina? And that's really what Super Beets are all about, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates. This is what Jack spends his whole time talking to us about, putting real food in your body. There is nothing else, otherwise I wouldn't bring Jack in to talk about this. There is nothing else in this except beets, non-GMO beets, that are raised, harvested, they are cooked, then they, through a special drying process, are left to be powdered. They dry them out, they powder them, put them in a canister. That's it. There's nothing added to the canister, nothing in the canister, but the powdered beet product, which is a super food because it brings to you nitric oxide, which opens up your arteries and allows the blood, forces the blood with your heart operating properly to all areas of your body, your muscles, your brain, the very extremes of your body, all the things that need blood, which is everything in your body. This is the solution for the other things we were talking about. You want sugar? No, no, you don't need a sugar fix. You need a Super Beets fix. So, if you take Jack's word for it, he hasn't said a word, but I'm telling you, he understands it because he's Dr. Food.
Well, you know, you said there's nothing there but food. It's interesting, when you have a food-based product, you don't have to put anything in it.
No, hello,
the food itself. And there, you know, almost all vegetables have some kind of benefit for the body. Fruits, you got to watch out for, because a lot of them are half sugar. But there are certain vegetables, and beets are one. I'll tell you, if there's only five vegetables that I was allowed to eat, beets would be one of those five. There's no issue about it.
Yeah. All right. So Super Beets available right now. If you haven't started on the program, first call to 800-655-4183 to get Super Beets. We'll net you a 30-day supply of Super Beets free. You will also get your Super Beets shipped to you free. You get the guarantee of your money back if it doesn't work. But guess what, boys and girls? This company wouldn't have had a 30% annual growth rate for the past 3 or 4 years if the stuff didn't work. It works. It does what we say it'll do. I take it. Kara takes it. Everybody associated with the program takes it every single day. Super Beets, 800-655-4183. The energy, the stamina that boosts. It's like actors. Well, I suppose a lot of actors are doing this too, but athletes, professional, collegiate, whatever, amateur, they're on to this big time because they know what it'll do, and it keeps your blood pressure levels healthy along with the circulation. Man, there's nothing but good to come out of your involving yourself with Super Beets. 800-655-4183, or you can take a gander at DougLikesBeets.com.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief.
You need Gold Bond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Osso adds,
the clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD.
To learn more, visit Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with a report from the Food and Drug Administration announcing a new plan to lower the amount of nicotine in cigarettes. Yeah. Why don't they just eliminate cigarettes? The FDA reports that tobacco is responsible for 500,000 deaths a year in our country alone and millions around the world. What an outrage. The fact these people even get government subsidies, woof. A large amount of the deaths caused by addiction. The goal of the new regulation is to lower the amount of nicotine to non-addictive levels. FDA reports that about 90% of adult smokers started smoking before they were 18, gets into your system, and stays there, the addictive items. And so then there are nicotine gums and skin patches and those e-cigarettes. The FDA doesn't think they work. They are trying to encourage other things. There are those who support e-cigarettes, and then there's the American Lung Association, Center for Disease Control, and others who say we need more regulation. This is so obvious. It is so dumb. It really is. The whole thing is dumb. People, I'm not going to say people who smoke are dumb, but it is dumb to smoke. It really is. There's nothing good that comes from using tobacco. And can you say the same thing about marijuana? I don't know at this point whether you can or you can't. But I sure know that tobacco manufacturers don't want to hear you or hear me talking about what they're putting into the cigarettes to make them more addictive. And so now, remember, they used to give away cigarettes to the men and women in the service. Supposedly gave it to them for free because they wanted to help them out. And in reality, what they were doing was getting them addicted to their products. So when they get out, they'd buy them. That's the story. Don't forget to listen to podcasts of Good Day Health. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. There's a report out this week suggesting that people should not let their dogs lick their face because it's very unhealthy. The dogs have lots of things they've done with their nose. I don't know whether I believe this or not. I let Millie kiss me all the time, and I don't really pay much attention to it. I have a really strong immune system. There are doctors who are into bacteriology, and they say that there's so much in their saliva. They stick their noses in nasty corners. They stick it on germs of all kinds of, you know, just yucca bunga. So what do you make
of
that? Yes or no?
Well, I disagree vehemently. Kids should be outside playing in the dirt. Yeah. And when you can go to extremes, but they need to play in the dirt. They need to be touching everything with their hands that may end up in their mouth. They need to have a dog lick their face. I don't know about a cat, but they need to have a dog lick their face occasionally. They need to be exposed to all the germs and viral aspects and microbes that are in our environment, because that is how the immune system develops. When the immune system is exposed to these things, it's like reveille is called, and the beta lymphocytes and the T cells and the dendritic cells and all the white blood cell aspects of our immune system are immediately called into attention and start not just to destroy the enemy, but it makes the immune system that much stronger. That's how mankind has survived on this planet. Yeah. And when you have kids raised in a totally sterile environment and you're wiping everything down, you're asking for trouble later on.
That's what I say. But he said. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on today's edition of Good Day Health. It's 10 before the hour.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratchet and chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, try the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
With one of the doctors who's in the house. His name is Jack Stockwell. He's a Nooka chiropractor and also a GAPS practitioner, focusing on what you eat and what's in your gut. And he's brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Super Beats. We'll talk about that and why it's so important to have Super Beats as part of your daily routine. And as a matter of fact, the focus here is on what you eat, how clean eating is important, or not, depending on who you're talking to, including some nutritionally illiterates who have a doctor in front of their name who don't seem to be focused on. This is part of the health problem that we have in this country, Jack, in my opinion. And I don't mean to sound judgmental, but without, the platitudes of you have nothing if you don't have your health, and your body is a temple, and you are what you eat, and all these other things that you can come up with that are actually true. Whatever you put into your body is what is going to go toward your body sustenance. So if you drink a lot of Coca-Cola and drink a lot of or eat a lot of Whoppers or whatever else it is, your body's going to show it sooner or later, depending on what you've been given for genetics. So you focus on this article that Max Pemberton wrote about clean eating, and it's not what it's basically meant. It's not what it's Is that what it's made out to be? Hello.
No, I think it just shows the level of ignorance that exists in the medical world.
No, I think it shows the level of payoffs in the medical world.
Well, you know, it's, I think, something that escapes a lot of people's understanding is that the curriculum development of medical schools has pretty well been taken over by the food industry, the pharmaceutical industry.
They pay for the chairs.
And the hospital implement industry.
Right.
Actually control the curriculum in med schools. I just recently had some sinus surgery. I had to have it done in order to be able to have a couple of dental implants.
You may remember when Jack sounded like this a few weeks ago, and that's because he had sinus surgery.
Yeah, I'm probably sound like that for a little bit more
yet. But
not as bad as it was. However, the ENT that I was dealing with, a great, wonderful fellow and very open to everything, and he wanted me to do an awful lot of antibiotic therapy, and I said, I'm just sorry, I'm just not going to do that.
Did he know you were a doctor? He knew you were a doctor, right?
Oh, we had some nice conversations, and when I explained to him, there are alternatives to heavy antibiotic therapy in the sense that there are things that you can take into your body that greatly enhance your own immune response so that you don't have to worry about this antibiotic stuff. And he looked at me and just honestly just looked at me with wide open eyes and said, he says, you need to understand, my training is Western medicine. Yeah. And at the same time he said that, which was an honest expression, not a defensive type of thing, but just to announce where he was operating from, at the same time there was a confession there that I don't know anything you're talking about.
Oh, he doesn't. Go to conventional schools. You get taught whatever the drug companies want you to be taught. That's the way it is. And doctors who would be listening to us now and throwing something at the radio, you're a big bunch of phonies. You know.
Well, now wait a second. When it comes to acute crisis,
you need it.
You want to be in that
emergency
room.
First in line. Push everybody out of the
way. That's right.
Yeah.
When it's the chronic stuff. It's the chronic problem that medicine falls on its face. Because chronic problems are almost always brought around by two causes. Number one, a structural problem that's in the way of normal organ function. And number two, malnutrition. And you started off talking there about this Dr. Max Pemberton in England, who had this article in the Daily Mail where he's just blasting clean eating. Now, clean eating with quotes there, because he's equating clean eating with the absolute end of the spectrum with bulimics and anorexics and the kind of eating that a lot of teenage girls do that just destroy their health, when in fact, clean eating is exactly what these young girls need to do that in order to get their gut back in operation so that their brain works correctly so that we can get them over those problems, as we've done with patients in our clinic. But there's an argument out there as to the fact that this idea that the moniker of clean eating is kind of a silly idea, because medicine will tell you that almost all food is good for you. There isn't a brain food, there isn't a heart food, there isn't a liver food. All food is good, which, of course, is absolute nonsense.
Right.
High fructose is not good. Artificial sweeteners is not good. Boxed macaroni and cheese is not good.
Yep.
That's a staple for a lot of people.
But Super Beets is good. Super Beets.
They are just that.
Super Beets, real food. Make sure that you're taking it every day like all the people in this program do. Circulation Superfood. Get it at 800-655-4183. Super Beets.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-767-8958 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-767-8958. Again, that's 800-767-8958.